Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. In the winter of 1913, a young Lebanese woman stepped off the train at the Denver and Rio Grande station in downtown Salt Lake City. Martha Sharuk had come to Utah to join her husband, Bolos. Like millions of others, the Sharuks looked to the United States for a new life and new opportunities. But leaving her homeland had devastated Martha. As she boarded the ship, immigration officials discovered that her baby had an eye infection and made Martha leave the child behind with his grandmother. Without her child or husband, Martha wept as she journeyed to America. The only English word she knew was banana, so she ate almost nothing else throughout that long and lonely voyage. Now, in Utah, Martha stood in a snowstorm on the train platform, waiting for her husband. He never came. Finally, a stranger in a buggy took her to Forth South and pointed the way toward the Arabic community. She walked through the freezing snow, lost, until she happened upon an old friend from Lebanon. Martha's husband, the friend told her, had gone to Portland to find work. When the two were finally reunited, Martha and Bolos opened a grocery store in Second South in Salt Lake City and became part of a close-knit Lebanese immigrant community. The Sharuks were part of a great wave of immigrants who came to work and live in this country during the early 20th century. But immigration was controversial then, as now. Many Americans feared the different cultures and faces of the immigrants. So during the 1920s, Congress passed laws severely limiting the numbers of Asians and Eastern and Southern Europeans who could enter the country by imposing literacy tests and convoluted quotas based on national origin. Such fears against people who are different have played out in many times and places, but Utah is richer and stronger because of its many immigrant groups. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by the Utah Division of State History. Sources in past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank.